This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The struggle for housing stability is among the many challenges faced by people living with schizophrenia. That struggle was the focus of a recent participatory action research project under the direction of Professor Barbara Schneider of the Faculty of Communication and Culture at University of Calgary. Participatory research includes and involves members of a community group in meaningful participation in all stages of the research process, including developing the research question, gathering and analyzing the data, and disseminating and using the results. The members of the research group initiated the research, chose the topic, and conducted interviews and focus groups with 30 people who have been diagnosed with schizophrenia and have experienced homelessness or housing instability. We're joined on the phone by Professor Barbara Schneider and by Michelle Mizzarelli, who was one of the members of the research team. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Barbara Schneider, perhaps we could start with you. How did this all begin, and what are the origins of this study?
It began when I saw a call for proposals for a project, a participatory project, research project that would involve people with a disability in the research. And I had never done anything like this before, but I thought, well, I think I can do that. So I approached the Schizophrenia Society, and they put me in touch with Unsung Heroes Peer Support Group, and we began discussions on how we could carry out a study that would be of real interest and relevance to the members of the Unsung Heroes, and we've just gone from there.
Michelle, how did you become involved in the project, and what was the interest level among your peers? How did they respond to this whole thing?
We started the project in 2001 to 2003, and the first project, the title was What People Want from Medical Professionals. We came up with some recommendations for this project that we did interviews with the members of the group, which is about eight of us, and we interviewed each of us, and we talked about what things we expect from medical professionals and what things we didn't like. And we came up with recommendations, and some of them were, it's the responsibility of medical professionals to communicate well with us. We have schizophrenia, and we are mentally ill, and we can't always manage our interactions with other people. And we want them to teach us to communicate well with them. We wanted to be treated with dignity and respect. We wanted the doctors to tell us what's wrong with us. If we had a heart attack or cancer, they would tell us our diagnosis. But with mental illness, often they don't tell us what the diagnosis is. And we deserve that kind of information as other ill people so we know what we're dealing with and how we can tackle this disease. And another recommendation was when we come into hospital, don't take away our clothes and leave us naked in a room. This humiliates us and makes us feel degraded and criminalized. Let us rest when we're in hospital. We have traumatic experiences, and our bodies are adjusting to large doses of tranquilizing medications. You let other patients rest. We need the same kind of rest to get better. And often in Calgary, they send us out of town for treatment to Clara's home, and we're saying, keep us in the city. Don't isolate us from our support network. This does not help us to get better. And listen to us and respond to our concerns about side effects and about how medications affect our physical health. Our physical health is as important as our mental health. And we don't want you to take power and control away from us. Empower us to be assertive and to make our own decisions. This will help us to adjust back into society and basically give us the freedom to make our own choices. When you treat us, think about how it feels to have schizophrenia and how it feels to take large doses of medication. Remember these words, it's like walking in slavery. And so those were some of the recommendations from the first project on what people want from their medical professionals.
I'm wondering, what was it like to work on the research project? What was it like for you?
You know, I gained self-esteem, self-respect. I gained knowledge. I gained insight. I learned about the recommendations that I just spoke about. And when we're all together, we all collaborated and we came up with some really good recommendations. And like I said, it gave us empowerment, it gave us self-esteem, self-worth, and it gave us a voice that we knew that by a single voice, it wasn't as powerful as with a group speaking. So our recommendations were more powerful because we spoke as a group. We all came to the same conclusions, and most of us gained a sense of good public speaking. We bonded as a group. We became more friends. We met twice a month and for about an hour to 2 hours before the meetings. And so we got to know one another, and we got to really feel like we were making a difference in the community, that we do have these recommendations and that we can make a difference. And these recommendations, it's important that the public knows about them.
People First Radio on Community Access Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia, 101.7 FM, CHOY.ca.
Hearing Our Voices is the title of a recent participatory action research initiative that involved the active participation of people living with schizophrenia. The group worked together as a team of co-researchers on two research projects. The first looked at communication between people with schizophrenia and their medical professionals. The second project focused on housing for people with schizophrenia. The research group chose the topics for the research and carried out interviews and focus groups with people just like themselves. People who have schizophrenia and have experienced housing instability. We're joined on the phone by University of Calgary Professor Barbara Schneider and by Michelle Mizzarelli, who is coordinator of the Unsung Heroes Program at the Alberta Schizophrenia Society and was one of the members of the study team. You were about to tell us what you learned within the course of this study about people who are living in various forms of supported housing, and then you came up with recommendations. Tell us more about that.
One of the key things that we came up with in our housing study was this connection between care and control in the lives of people with schizophrenia. They appreciate and want the care that they receive, and they need this care. They want it. But at the same time, it always seems to come with kind of a dark underbelly of control. And there's a real feeling of resentment and unhappiness about the degree of control that their carers exert over their lives. So this is a real issue for them, that they somehow can never get out from underneath that control.
Now, I have the book, which is called Hearing Our Voices, Participatory Research in Mental Health. And I've been reading through that, and you also list a number of dilemmas that reveal themselves. And these are dilemmas that were linked to the tension that exists between care and control. Tell us more about those dilemmas.
So people feel that they're told to take responsibility for their own lives. But there's a very narrow range of behaviors that count as taking responsibility. So the message that they get is, take responsibility, but do it our way. So they don't feel free, really, to take responsibility in a way that might be right for them. They're required to take on an identity as a person with schizophrenia in order to get the treatment and services that they need and want. But in doing that, they can almost never get out from underneath those dilemmas, from underneath that identity, so that they can live a normal life outside the identity of person with schizophrenia. And the third one has to do with being grateful. There seems to be a requirement. They feel that there's a requirement, that they're always grateful, that they express gratitude for whatever services and care that they receive. It's almost as though gratitude is a form of currency in which they exchange gratitude for the services. And that too is awkward, because that means that they can never really quite say, well, maybe this isn't exactly what I would have liked.
You know, a lot of the medical services providers have said we're very manipulative, but I hate that term. I call it survival. We're trying to understand the system and all the networks and all the processes, and I call it survival, but they call it manipulation. And it makes us feel less than human when we're treated this way. We want to be treated with respect and dignity, just like people with cancer or heart disease. But there seems to be this stigma with mental illness that, you know, you're choosing to do this. And it's not a choice. It's a result of the broken brain. And so this frustrates us. And we just want to be treated with dignity and respect. and be treated the way you would treat a heart attack victim or a cancer victim.
Now, Michelle, we just have a couple of moments left in our discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your experience?
In our research project, we talked to over 30 people in the housing research project who were homeless or close to homeless. And out of those 30 people, we had over 500 pages of transcripts. And out of those transcripts, we pulled excerpts and made that into a Reader's Theater document. We made a Reader's Theater document for what people want from their medical professionals and a Reader's Theater document for housing for people with schizophrenia, dilemmas of care and control. Also for housing for people with schizophrenia, dilemmas of care and control, we made a comic book. We did a DVD, a movie called Hearing Our Voices, which was a documentary on the process of what we went through. We did a photo montage. And we have a website. So we really did a lot of research materials. And Dr. Schneider, she was very smart. She said, I don't want to have research that sits on academic shelves and never gets seen. So she was very creative and innovative. And we made a comic book, a video, a Reader's Theater scripts. And these are getting out into the community. With the Reader's Theater scripts, we've presented in Vancouver, Victoria, Winnipeg, Toronto. So we've really taken these Reader's Theater scripts around the country, as well as performing them in Calgary at many venues.
Michelle, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today, and thank you also to Barbara. We really appreciated it. Now, Michelle Mizzarelli is coordinator of the Unsung Heroes program at the Alberta Schizophrenia Society. Michelle believes that we all deserve safe, clean, affordable housing, and she hopes that the findings of the Hearing Our Voices research help to reduce homelessness. Barbara Schneider is an associate professor in the Faculty of Communication and Culture at University of Calgary. She started doing research on schizophrenia about 6 years ago when one of her children was diagnosed. You can find out more about the Hearing Our Voices research project online at callhome.ucalgary.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.